Justices Patience Robinsack, Patrick Crooks, and Ann Walsh Bradley made their remarks at a board meeting for the government watchdog group Wisconsin Common Cause. Robinsack told board members she's seen a push among some editorial boards to appoint justices following the two most recent Supreme Court races. But Robinsack says it's wrong to assume that by ending elections, you can take the politics out of picking judges.
You know, you have to be fairly well connected. If you're going to get a position on the Wisconsin Supreme Court by appointment, you more than likely aren't going to get it if you were the co-chairman of the Republican Party and you got a Democratic governor, and you can reverse it with a Republican governor. It'd be the same thing.
Common Cause has not taken a stance on whether the state should appoint its justices. It has advocated for publicly financed judicial campaigns. On that point, the group is on the same page as at least six of the sitting justices, including Justice Crooks. But Crooks told the board that appointing justices would be a mistake.
Don't do away with elections. Do the right thing in terms of public financing. Do the right thing in terms of disclosure. But don't look at the answer being, we do away with elections. That's totally against our traditions as a state.
Justice Bradley told board members that no state that elects judges has changed to an appointment process in the past 20 years. Bradley says that doesn't mean it can't happen in Wisconsin, but she says that realistically, reform advocates should focus on making the current system of electing judges better. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.